Now we have Eric here, who's sold in San Diego, sold his soul on eBay?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes.
I thought eBay had regulations against that sort of thing.
They did, but there is a ways to hide it. Like, you know, if you, you know, sell an object or something and then, like, in the background say, oh, it's my soul kind of thing.
Really? Really? Yeah. So you sort of snuck the soul in along with something or another.
Yes. I advertise it as a vial of air and then parentheses put soul.
So, a vial of air with soul. And somebody actually bought your soul.
Yes, I mean, because I mean, let me start that. I'm a spiritualist, so
can I inquire how much you received for your vial of air with a soul?
Is that I'll get to that. Well, I'm a spiritualist, so to me, the spirit is bound by the flesh, so it cannot leave whatsoever. So I figured, okay, I'll put it on eBay, and if someone's gullible enough to buy it, I make $5. Well, anyway, I made $215.
So you sold your soul for $215.
Yes.
And you sent this person a little vial of air.
Yeah, I just took a little vial of air, breathed into it, and closed it, and slapped a label on there.
Oh, brother. Oh, brother. Eric, now how do you know that your soul is not in that little vial, now in the possession of God knows, the devil knows who? I guess you know who, but how do you know that, how do you know your soul isn't in there?
Because as I just stated that, I believe the spirit is bonded by the flesh. It cannot
move. I believe.
I understand.
Do you really?
Have you
used the $215 wisely?
Oh, I made a car payment.
You made a car payment your soul. One car payment. Man, you sold cheap.
I really sold cheap.
Was there a buy now price?
I started the bid at $1 and a buyout for $5.
Yeah, that's really very wise. Beginning the bidding at $1 is really the way to go, or even 1 cent. It seems to cause a kind of frantic. I don't know. It's kind of like sharks feeding in the water.
Yeah, it's ego war.
People that's what it know. Is. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And
so there are ways to get around eBay's regulations. You found it and sold your soul.
Oh, and I also want to make a couple comments on those little children that claim to be Satanists.
Aren't there? Well, I don't know about children. There's 24. Eric, I just want to ask, aren't there times, moments, when you worry just a little bit that little vial, well, wouldn't you like to have it back?
No. No, because I believe it has never left.
Uh-huh. Well, if you took the trouble to breathe a little bit of yourself into that vial, then... that's almost ceremonial. I mean, okay. So anyway, you were going to comment on what you called the children.
Yes, well, because they didn't fit the psychology of what a Satanist would be. The psychology of a Satanist is power, and it is a power without either knowledge or physical strength. And so, if they were true Satanists, they would have been bombarding you with knowledge, and they didn't.
I don't know. And we'll just call them the children of the corn. Well, all right, Eric. I hope that little bit of hot air that you breathed into the vial did not, in fact, contain your soul. But I wouldn't take any bets on it. $215, just not. I don't think it's a good deal. Souls should be worth more than that.